Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Jesse Noel, Regional Director for the West Bank Flood Protection Authority. Jesse, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Noel. I really appreciate it.
So, Jesse, I believe that there's an upcoming millage renewal for a lot of what y'all are doing. Talk to us about it.
Yes, there's a millage renewal for the West Jefferson Levee District, and so voters within the flood protection on the West Bank and Jefferson Parish are going to be able to go out actually this week. Early voting has already started, and on November 15th, that's Election Day. And what it does is it provides about 45% of the levee district's operating revenue so that we can do major maintenance activities like levee lifts and making sure that our three large complex structures that have sector gates and pumping stations, making sure they're going to operate for a storm similar to what we had for Hurricane Ida, where they all operated very successfully.
It's a very complex and integrated system. I know it all too well for so many years serving on the West Bank. Give us an example of what we're talking about.
So one of the levee lifts that we're talking about, so we lifted about 18 miles of levee in 2018. And one of those sections was in Bayou Signet. And so in 2018, we lifted it to an elevation of 14.5. And as it stands today in 2025, it's at about a 12. And so that's still above the 100-year design elevation. But we want that 2.5 feet back. Actually, we want 3 feet back. And so we're trying to lift that levee right now. That's what this money pays for, is things like that. Additionally, we have those three complex structures. You know, those gates have to work. There's no second chance. You know, 100% of the system has to function. And so what we're trying to do is you have to dewater those gates, analyze the structure, make sure it's still sound, check the bearings, make sure it's going to turn, and then put it back in the water. And that's, you know, it's millions of dollars for each of those gates to make sure that they're sound in advance of storms. And so that's what this money pays for, is levee lifts, complex structure maintenance. You know, we have 80 miles of flood protection on the West Bank, 67 floodgates that we maintain, 35 drainage valves in those three complexes. And we're very proud that we protect $41 billion in infrastructure. But more importantly, there's 250,000 people on the West Bank that call it home inside of the West Bank and vicinity system. And we want to make sure the system is going to work for them.
Jesse, as you described the fact that there was a loss of 2 feet in elevation on the levee, that's because they sink, right? They compact.
Correct. It is an anticipated settlement. They sink. The soil beneath them is not strong enough to hold them up forever. And so we anticipate those levee lifts. It's part of the program. The Corps of Engineers actually has a program to carry us all the way through 2072. But we have a cost share associated with it. It's about 35% to carry that program all the way up to 2072. And so that's what this money pays for, is that cost share to make sure we can lift the system. You know, there's 22 miles of levees in West Jefferson on the hurricane protection side, on the backside, that need to be lifted over the next 20 years. And that's what this is going to help pay for, making sure we maintain those elevations on those levees.
And because of the nature of the storms, the direction, the amount of wind, all of these things, when you begin to see these types of phenomenons happen, this is what y'all are supposed to do, take the remedial action, right?
That is correct. The Hurricane Ida was the storm surge of record on the West Bank by all records that I could find. So prior to that, in 85, it was Hurricane Juan that had a storm surge of about 5 feet. Hurricane Ida had 7 feet of water on the outside of the levee system, and nobody inside of the flood protection flooded. We're super proud of that. And there's a bigger one out front of us. We know it, and we're preparing for it. And chasing those elevations on the levees, keeping those elevations high, and making sure that those sector gates are going to close is critically important to flood protection.
Yeah. Well, if the sector gate doesn't close, Houston, we have a problem. I mean, it's no other way to put
that
it, right?
Correct. Yeah, it's a pass-fail test. That's what I've been telling all the community associations that we've been visiting. You know, it's a pass-fail test, and we can't take the chance to fail. We have to pass. Everything has to work.
You know, it's funny because there are a lot of assets that like to get inside the canal, you know, behind the sector gates, obviously, to protect, you know, vessels and things of that nature. I don't know what the rules are nowadays, but I remember when the gates first came into operation, there was a lot of criticism for wanting to shut the gates down. And I remember telling people, I said, well, they got to make sure it works and that it's sealing. I mean, you can't wait till the storm is, you know, passing Grand Isle to close the gate.
Correct. Well, and that's key too, right? So we close these structures well in advance of landfall because there's second and third mechanisms to make sure they're going to close in emergencies. But we want it to operate the first time. We want to be able to push the mechanical button and make it work. But we do close them well in advance, and we do evacuate navigation from all these structures to keep them safe because we don't want a barge breaking free or anything like that during an event. And so we have protocols in place to make sure that they're going to shut and that we can keep them all safe.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And these protocols are more stringent because of experience. We've seen what barges that break loose by, you know, by virtue of wind, not necessarily by virtue of water flowing by. But, you know, when you have wind and tornadoes, you know, crazy stuff happens, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so actually behind the West Closure Complex in the Harvey and Algiers Canals, it's called the Regulated Navigation Area. And so when a storm's approaching, if we have to activate the West Closure, we coordinate closely with the Coast Guard, Corps of Engineers, CPRA. We'll activate that RNA. The Coast Guard clears it out, gets all that barge traffic out so that there's no danger of those things happening during an event. And so successfully deployed that for Ida, successfully deployed that for Francine as well just recently. And so these things get used a lot more frequently than we may have anticipated with these storms that we've been seeing lately.
Jesse, remind me, had this millage renewal gone out on a previous occasion?
It did. It was on the ballot now on March 29th in the spring. And so we saw what we did, and we ramped up our public outreach. We're really trying to reach out, educate the public. We deployed a lot more signage, been to a lot more community associations, and working a lot more avidly on social media just to get the word out and make sure everybody knows how important this millage is.
A lot of folks don't connect the dots, though, you know, about if there was a potential failure as to what their flood insurance might cost in the future. I think there's a direct correlation, right?
Well, so we don't control flood insurance rates. You know, we kind of are cautious.
No, I know, but what I'm saying is
the federal government.
But to highlight the importance of this maintenance, keeping it up, making sure you have the dollars available to take the remedial action when issues present themselves, and you never know when they're going to present themselves, right? I mean, you're conducting inspections all the time out there, but we can't mess around with this. We got to pass this. I mean, this is absolutely necessary for the safety and security of the West Bank.
Absolutely. If you want to live in South Louisiana, you have to protect yourself against storm surge. Everywhere you're at along the coastline, you're going to be subject to storm surge. And so working hard to make sure you have the protections. You know, the federal government and the state of Louisiana invested $4 billion just on the West Bank. And so that's a $4 billion investment from the federal government and from the state. And so we're just looking to do our part and make sure we keep it, you know, to the standard that they've set for us post-Katrina.
Early voting is underway up until November the 8th, which is Saturday, and then the election is the following Saturday on November 15th. Jesse Noel, thank you so much for joining us and giving us the background information and the importance of this issue that's on the ballot on the 15th.
Thank you so much for having me, Noel. I really appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you, sir. That's Jesse Noel, Regional Director for the West Bank Flood Protection Authority. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us. 504-260-1870, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. This is Newell on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.